Quick question, Sheikh, before. I don't want to vote. It might be haram and it doesn't make a difference, Sheikh. What should I do?
Okay, see, I have spoken about this so many times. To say that it might be haram, this is wrong. Also, to say that it doesn't make any difference, that is not true. Who told you this? Now, let us start. Is it haram? Do you know, brother, that if you don't vote, you are actually voting? There is nothing in the democratic process called abstention from voting, because abstention from voting, it means someone else is voting on your behalf. Let me explain this. Imagine, I always give this example. We have 10 people, yeah, voting for party A and party B. We have 4 people voted for A, 3 people voted for B, and 3 people abstained. Now, those 3 people who abstained, actually, they are what? Supporting party A to win. Yes or no? Because if they voted for B, party A will lose. And in fact, party A will tell them, no, don't vote. We don't want you to vote. Voting is haram, because he knows that once they abstained, they actually voted for party A. Okay? So that's why we say in the democratic process, abstention of voting is actually voting indirectly, and sometimes it is worse than voting, okay? Because others are using your vote, and you are not using your vote in the right direction. And that's why in this coming election, 2024, we say to people, see, a spoiled vote is actually voting for genocide. I hope that you pass this message to everyone. A spoiled vote is actually voting for genocide, because you are supporting the wrong people to be in the parliament, and the war and the aggression and the genocide in Gaza will continue because the wrong people are there in the parliament. So that's why I believe that you must vote. You are obliged to vote. Yes, your abstention from voting is the sin. It's not that you vote and you are sinful because you are voting, and you say that you want to be on the safe side, that's why you don't vote. There is no safe side here. The safe side here is to vote, at least do what Allah Jalla Ala commanded you to do, which is what? Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi fa in lam yastati' fa bi lisani fa lam yastati' fa bi qalbi." Whoever sees a munkar, he should strive to change it. And voting is the one of the strongest tools to change this munkar. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, young people are confused about this point. Now, does it mean that you believe in the democratic process? The democratic process is something, and choosing who represents you is something else. Yeah? Your aqidah when you are voting is still safe. It doesn't mean that you believe that someone has the right to legislate against the legislation of Allah Jalla Ala. In al-hukmu illa lillah will remain. You apply it as much as you can. There is no contradiction between voting and believing that Allah Jalla Ala is the legislator. And we all also say that when in a democratic process, there are two sides selecting who is sitting there in the parliament, and the second one is selecting the laws. These are two different things. I hope that it is clear for our brothers and sisters.